As we continue celebrating the glorious octave of the Epiphany, we of course relive and recite once again the beautiful antiphons and prayers that are given to us from the day of the Epiphany for 8 days. And one of the things that has jumped up at me as I was reading these things on my own is the collect that speaks about that we who know thee mercifully, we who know thee by faith, may be led to behold with our eyes the beauty of thy majesty. Because of course all of it is pointing all of mankind towards the great gift of eternal salvation, which is what that means. That we who on earth behold him by faith, we can see the images and so forth, but we cannot actually see him as he is, but we will once we attain to the blessedness of heaven. So everything we do ought to be geared and directed towards our salvation, eternal salvation. Everything else needs to be cast aside, or at least, if not out of our lives, at least to the back burner, so that what we are concentrating on is Christ our Lord. Of course, the kings, the Magi, brought Jesus gifts which the Blessed Mother, according to her revelations to other visionaries and saints of the church, she kept jealously. And so, till she was directed by God when to use it. They used some of it on their flight into Egypt, which happened almost immediately, and then on the way back, and then to provide for the child while they were in Egypt. But other things were prepared for the end of his life, because they brought gold for him who is king, frankincense for him who is God, myrrh for him who is the supreme sacrifice of the Son of God for our salvation. And so the prayer at the secret reminds us here in this most wondrous gift of the Holy Mass, and don't even think twice about it. This is the most important thing you shall do today. The holy sacrifice of the Mass. Here we no longer have gold, frankincense, or myrrh, but him who is signified by these gifts, our Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is our food and our richness and our eternal salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.